Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we wanna be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks is my name.
And this is Karen Kilgariff is my name.
I don't think I've ever messed up my own name, or have I?
I've never heard you mess up your own name, but I feel like you're holding down a lot of things in this podcast as the sound man.
Yeah, but driving... We all know that driving's more difficult than just looking at a thing.
Oh, driving's so easy, you barely have to pay attention.
I personally, that's my new gag. I forgot to say, occasionally, I said, have I done that mess up my own name on purpose joke yet? That's what I meant to say.
Oh, so you messed up the question of asking about messing up your name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a first time for everything, and that one was unsuccessful.
Okay.
My name is Chris Fairbanks. This is Do You Need a Ride?
My name is Karen Kilgariff, and it's still Do You Need a Ride?
Yes. We have not changed the podcast name since the failure of my initial name joke.
Although, if you do have a suggestion of a better name for this podcast, you know we're open-minded individuals. We'd love to hear.
Oh,
what?
You're so smart. There was two women on the wrong side of the street riding bikes.
Riding bikes in the lane.
So nonchalantly. And they didn't even recognize the fact that they almost got hit by cars.
I thought I drove onto a bike lane just there, but no, it was just two ladies.
And they will leave that situation. That's what's frustrating. They will leave that situation having learned nothing because they stared at the cars like they were in the wrong.
Yeah. Because they're probably from elsewhere.
El
Segundo. So they're like, we're going to ride our bikes to the beach on what is a small highway.
That was very frustrating.
That was, and almost, it was almost murder. It
happened right at the corner of something in Lincoln. We are headed now due south on Lincoln towards LAX, where we are going to pick up Michelle Balloon.
Michelle Balloon, one of my favorite people, favorite comedians, but favorite people.
She's one of my early favorite people. Before you ever even knew her, Karen.
I got into her in the late 80s.
She was just a futuristic apparition to you, and I was already knowing her in the flesh.
Now, where did you meet her?
Austin, Texas.
Is that where she started stand-up?
Yes. I remember one time I was hosting the open mic, something I do not enjoy doing. Running the list, weirdos show up. This one guy used to show up, he'd do a Christopher Walken, then turn around and pee in a bucket.
Oh, and on stage?
Yeah, that was his act.
That is funny.
Some mentally ill street guys would come in and they'd do their hold up cue cards. And there was a lot of strange people that showed up to the open mic. I just whistled like a southerner. I'm talking about Texas. I can't do it on purpose.
You're like the little pigeon, that little pigeon that blows up his own feather.
The redneck pigeon?
You know the cartoon where there's a little, or it's a quail, and every time he says an S, he blows his little feather up.
Oh, wow, no.
Yeah.
I would enjoy him even now, and it's...
just going to say, what would an open mic be without the mentally ill contingent that always comes in and makes it so much more interesting?
I guess, yeah. I really don't enjoy having to control that environment. Anyway, Michelle came one night, and she, it was like she had already been a stand-up for years, and it was like her first time, and I remember saying, you're good, you should keep coming back. And she did, and so what I'm saying is it's yet another career like Brendan Walsh's that I started. I should be getting cuts of these incomes.
You're like the Ed McMahon of Austin, where you just...
Hail! Hey-o! What did he do? Hey-o!
Yeah, he just yelled hey-o all the time.
Hey-o!
Hey-o!
Hi-ya! Hey, karate!
Hi, karate.
Booyah! Carson! Daddy-o!
Booyah, Carson.
Giant envelope. Doorstep. He just said things.
Have you ever seen Ed McMahon?
I guess not. I guess I'm creating another person in my head. Yes, Michelle and I started stand-up together. And
She's great. I always heard her name, which is one of those great comedy names that you can't ask for a better one.
Yeah, she didn't make it up. Her real name is Balloon.
With an I.
It is not a stage name.
Balloon with an I, right? Balloon.
Right. Balloon? Yeah, Balloon.
Balloon.
I do not know. I think it's Icelandic.
But she... She looks so much like my... She looks like she could be a sister with me and my sister. She looks like a mid-step between me and my sister.
You do. Eyes and everything. Yeah. Wow. It's weird that I never even really noticed that.
Yeah. And she... But she has a lot of my sister's features. So, like, the last time we all did Little Joy together, she was on stage, and I had this huge wave of, like... I loved her. Like, I just had this huge wave of, like, familiarity and, like...
I was there.
I told you that, yeah. Where I was just kind of, like, so... It was because I was kind of homesick, I think. I hadn't seen my family in a really long time. But it was also just that thing of, like, watching somebody, like... I don't know. It's when you know people are like you and...
So you were watching her and not unlike in cartoons where her body turned to a chicken's body... Her body turned into your old house with your family inside.
That's right, but it's still, I was, it just made me hungry for chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what made me well up.
They made good chicken at your old home.
Oh, my God. My hometown is the egg basket of the world, or was at one point.
Well, we all know that.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Egg baskets?
We should drive up for the Butter and Eggs Day Parade, which is sometime at the end of this
month. Ooh, is that just after the watermelon and seed spitting contest?
You know what? If you're going to be rude about it, you're not invited.
I would like to go. I apologize.
Okay, I'm glad we solved that.
Well, are you... You should let Michelle know this. Did you
No. Don't tell her.
Okay.
No, she'll just get all stuck up.
People, you know what? And she will. That's one thing I haven't mentioned about Michelle yet. She is a stuck-up...
She's so stuck-up.
B-word.
I think I did tell her that night. It was one of those things where... Ooh. Yes. How many?
How many bodies?
Let the bodies hit the floor, for Christ's sake.
Is that Disturbed? Ooh-ah! Ooh-ah! I should have been in a metal band.
You
Wasn't
really
that
should.
Authentic?
No, that was amazing. I was scared. For
that
second,
was a
I thought
one. That was a bad one. That just was me choking.
Yeah, careful. You watch your instrument. here comes another fire truck.
Bodies
Yay.
Hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Bye. How? Oh no! This is a five. It's a five alarm fire.
Oh God!
I mean, they just keep coming.
That. At least we know there's going to be some delicious chili that comes out of it.
That was a sincere laugh that I got insecure about halfway through. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I meant it, and then I tried
and
to pull away.
And you wanted to pull back. Yeah, it happens all the time.
It's embarrassing.
I make people laugh with things that are really dumb because of salesmanship.
That's exactly right. Well, also, I know how much I'm going to laugh with you, so I'm just constantly... I feel so much freer to laugh when you're talking.
Don't just be open. Just open up.
I can trust you. At the end, you're going to deliver something that's laugh-worthy.
Well, every other one, it's going to just be good delivery, bad idea. But, I don't know, five alarm chili is a thing I've heard of.
It's a real thing.
I've perhaps heard of that type of chili more than that type of fire. for me. But your dad was a fireman, and you grew up around that. Yep. I grew up around chili.
So much chili. Did you? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
My house, we knew, people knew our house as the city's chili basket.
Oh, do you have the beans and hot sauce parade every year?
Yes.
Is this plane going to land on us?
It's going to rest gently on the top of your fit, and we were going to take them the rest of the way like a space shuttle.
Do you think audio picked up that
sound?
Oh,
I hope so.
That was pretty rad.
I definitely heard it, and I'd like to think it was through these earphones.
I was going to say, though, I did tell, I think that night at Little Joy, I tried to express that feeling I had about Michelle to Michelle, and she was in such that Michelle Balloon way, was like, oh, mm-hmm. And I was like, I just was looking at you up there, and I just love you. You're the best. And
I remember the when, because we had been friends for a few years, and, you know, like the first time, I'm a hugger person, and I remember hugging her, and I was like, oh, man, maybe where she grew up, they don't, like, hug all willy-nilly.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. But now...
What was the answer?
Now,
did you ask?
No, I think that she's just tougher than me. But once you break her down, she's a bucket of saccharin.
She is from Wisconsin, right?
Honey bucket. Yeah.
She's a honey bucket, well, which is also a toilet.
She went to school in Madison, yes. And I think grew up in Madison. I'm not sure. I should know.
Those Wisconsinites, they pretend to be cold, but deep down inside.
They're warm?
I guess so. I don't know. I've only met one.
Do you mean the weather? Or?
I'm not sure. I was just talking. I do that a lot. You know, you let the words, you follow the words.
Like most people do. And it's when someone starts a story and they're telling it all interestingly and they're like, oh, and then we're going to want to go behind this black hitman. And they're telling a story with all this emphasis, and then you realize halfway through, oh, this is going nowhere, and they don't know where it's going either. They're just delivering a story with intent.
Yeah.
But at the end, you know they're going to have to make something up. And then I killed him.
Right.
And then I, that's what I did. I killed him.
You got to throw a little something on there.
Yeah, a little dash of interest.
Me and my sister do a thing. I think I blame my sister for having this habit, is that you tell a story and you expect to get laughs in certain spots. And if you don't get the reaction that you ask for, you just retell the end of the story. Oh. So it's like you very quickly recap to try to get the laughter that you feel you deserved in the first place.
Yeah, people do that. That's a tactic.
I do it often. And kind of like, then they, both my sister and I both will lean in and kind of stare at you. Or
so
like
I
smile.
Went to the store. I saw the guy. He went out to my car and he spray painted it. And I said, I'll buy that for a dollar.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Oh.
He walks up to my car and I say, I'll buy that for, it was insane.
And then I actually gave him a dollar. You like add something to it.
To see if that's what they're looking for. Does that do anything for
you
if I gave him money?
Yeah, you wanted it to get played out? Okay. Well, this is going to work out perfect as usual. And this has been a trend lately. Flights have come into LAX a half hour early. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're doing this. All the different airlines, it's a conspiracy.
Yep.
They say, oh, she will arrive at 1. No, 12:28.
12:28.
Anyway, I think that technically the time that they're posting is when you will be walking out of the gate, into the gate.
And what airline is it?
I will let you know that. And I'm looking it up now. She's outside baggage claim at Terminal 6, so continue in the direction you are.
Okay.
Right past the international arrival sign, Terminal 6.
Okay.
I'm having heartburn right now, so excuse me if I'm a little speechless.
What's going on? Did you have something crazy?
There's never any rhyme or reason to my body pain. It just occurs.
I see.
It's bad. Even if I just mention 5-alarm chili.
You need a little Maalox?
Yeah, maybe I'm homesick.
Oh, well, Michelle Balloon's going to be in the car pretty soon.
No, but with me, I see a turkey body. I just get hungry when she's
problems.
Around. Yep.
We're a lot alike that way.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. We see people as their cartoon bodies.
Old turkey body.
Yep.
I'd kind of love it if that was like the new haunt, is if your body reminded someone of a big roast turkey, as opposed to four pieces of celery laying adjacent to each other.
Oh, like if you drop them and it's like, oh, the prophecy has been told, and the celery all makes a pentagram. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I was saying like that models look like four pieces of celery.
Oh, okay.
Or with one, maybe five, one down the middle as the body,
as
the trunk.
When you said the new haunt, I immediately thought of ghosts and evil spirits.
Did I say haunt? I didn't.
Yeah, you did. It was really out of place.
No, haunt?
Yeah. I think.
No.
What? That's the new blank.
I don't remember what I said. Now
luckily,
I'm
we're
in
recording.
A panic.
It's okay. We don't have to panic until we're near Terminal 6.
Okay.
That's when we start screaming.
That's when it gets
and
nuts.
Swerving erratically.
And when the bodies hit the floor.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Just let them.
That was the highlight of this podcast.
Oh, don't pick it already.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's all downhill from here. Down with the sickness. Oh, shit. We're going to have to pay a lot of royalties today.
Oh, shit.
To a lot of bands at Ozfest.
Now, is Disturbed, D-I-S-T-R-B-D?
It is misspelled in an interesting way. Disturb apostrophe D?
I doubt it.
Disturb.
Disturbed.
I hope so. I bet we could just get in, weasel in here.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm very excited to have Michelle in the car. We have a lot to catch up on. She's living in Philadelphia now, city of brotherly love and a cracked bell.
Nice.
They wrote the Declaration of Independence there, or at least signed it. As well as the Constitution. A lot of people don't realize both of those happened in Philadelphia.
I didn't know that at all.
Well, I might be telling tales that are not learned in school.
Are you telling tales outside the airport?
No, I'm pretty sure both were signed in Philly. Because we went to look at that bell, which, to be perfectly honest, it's just a fucking bell.
Oh, you can't say that.
You know what? Hey, sorry if I'm spitting in your face, America, but it's just a cracked bell, Philly.
Aw, dang.
But Michelle Bloon is no cracked bell, and she's about to get in the car for Do You Need a Ride?
She's no cracked bell.
Do you have a family member riding a bike around town, Mrs. Deathwish?
I wasn't looking to the left at all. I was
there
only
she is. I'm pointing at her.
Searching.
There she is.
Yeah.
Hi, Michelle.
She's so excited to not have to sit there any longer.
She made a very excited face. She is. Maybe I need to help her. She's got a big suitcase.
Oh, she got it.
Not like baggage service.
Hi. Sorry, we'll be right out for that baggage service.
We're all plugged up. I mean, stuffed up. I mean, plugged in. God, I...
Hi!
Hi, Michelle. Sorry I couldn't help you with your bag. I have, we're all wired in, and your microphone is there. You'll notice there are seatbelt holes. That is a custom cover.
Oh, we're doing it already?
It's already happening.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to set the mic down so I can properly do my seatbelt.
Okay.
Michelle Bloon, in the car.
In the car with us.
In Los Angeles.
Freshly from, I imagine, Philly, unless she was somewhere other than home. And I imagine
Philadelphia.
How was it? Cold?
No, it was actually, the weather's been very nice in Philly, which I like it when I'm going somewhere that has nice weather. I like it where the place that I'm from has bad weather. So I'm kind of disappointed that their weather's going to be nice.
Wait, you like it?
I want it to be cold there. I want it to be cold and windy and rainy and awful while I'm here.
Oh, but it's nice.
It's nice right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's okay. If both places are nice, that just means you made two good decisions in your life.
Did you just want to feel that difference of, like, that you have traveled all the way across a whole country?
I just want to feel that, like, I'm somewhere else, and I'm doing better than the people that I left in the other city.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. It's a competition thing with your immediate family.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
So you want your baby girl to be cold right now?
You know, she runs kind of warm, so I feel that she's more prepared, equipped to deal with it. And I just got a really nice raincoat she's very excited to use. Mm. So I think that she'd be fine with it.
So, yeah, it's out of her best interest because she runs hot. So yeah. It should be colder there.
Exactly, yeah.
How old is she?
She's 2.5.
Pretty cute kid.
She's an adorable child.
She's a very pretty child.
Oh. Yeah, she's very pretty. She's like, she's blonde hair and blue eyes. She's got that classic, you know, knee-jerk, your kid is very cute kind of reaction.
Yeah, yeah, that whole...
the knee-jerk.
I know, isn't that awful?
That classic knee-jerk Hitler reaction.
I used to feel like, it was almost like I was embarrassed that my child was so Aryan when she was a baby. It was just like, oh, I just felt like it was just, you know, the Aryan nation coming up to me, you know, and telling me how pretty my kid
Thank
was.
Thank you for making another one.
Yeah, I had a joke about it once, but it never worked. It worked occasionally, but not enough to where I felt it outweighed the fact that I sounded really racist. I also had this joke that I stopped doing for the same reason where, like, this Latina cashier said how she wanted to have a baby just like mine. And I'm like, are you going to fuck a ghost?
That's great. Did you do a Latina accent when you did that job?
I did not. I should have.
God, no, you shouldn't.
Or called in somebody to do one for me.
Yeah, you should. That's what I do. When there's accents in my act, I point at someone in the audience.
You
and
there.
You, Mexican. Yeah. You'll have this accent. I'm not racist, so I'm not going to do the accent. Yeah.
Could you just say these words and hand them, Rich Gabe style, hand them an index card?
But I'm Panamanian. It's okay. You'll still be able to do it. Yeah. You like them. And that just so I'm not racist. Rich Gabe. What happened to Rich Gabe?
Oh, I don't know. He lives in Portland and married and...
Yeah. It's one of these comics, Karen.
He did like two bits that were very, very
that
funny.
That were great. And they were a total, like... It was an entire act, these bits. It like took exactly 5 minutes to do.
And everybody loved him. And he won the funniest person in Austin. I dated him for a time. Like,
oh,
so we
I forgot
that.
About that. Yes. Oh. He used to slap the skins. But it was like one to have.
He was very funny.
Time travel thing. Yeah, he was great.
Just lazy.
And
I mean, just lazy.
Stopped.
No, you just didn't want to have to.
A lot of people just stopped doing it.
No, he just did not want to have, I have to do more stuff. And be somewhere? No, that's not good.
It's
really
hard.
He's also a listener of the podcast, and so...
Oh, Rich,
Rich, listen.
Rich, I just said you were very funny.
We thought we were having a private conversation.
And we only meant lazy when you were working at the bookshelf store.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That was when I dated him.
But we are talking... Yeah,
and I love his wife, Susan. Now, like, can we do the rest of the podcast?
Yeah.
We
have to dedicate it to him.
I forget that when I'm in public, that there's other people that live... around me that might know the people I'm talking about I'm on a microphone.
Yeah, but when you were talking about...
Oh,
sir, you look
hello,
me in the
asshole.
Eye and pull in front
yeah,
of me.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Sorry.
I was going to say for that guy, what's his name again?
Rich Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny. Very nice person.
Also, but also, I completely relate to that. When I started stand-up, it was like what I wanted to do all my life. And then once I started, I was like, this fucking sucks. This like constant work.
Yeah.
Constant stress and constant work.
I want to quit all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Not that much payoff.
I get, like, if you get something, this is going to be great that I'm going to do. But then it's like, I actually have to do it. Like, I wish...
Yeah.
There was like, I always wish there was like a comedy robot version of me I could send out to actually have to do it. Oh, I have to be the one to do that thing? That's a lot of pressure.
And stand there when they don't like it. That's been happening. I've been doing music with Drennan Davis.
Yes, which is, I've seen you do music and I love it very much.
Thank you, Michelle. Mm-hmm. I love you. I've already told you though. I'm not going to go on
mutual,
and on about
not just your music.
It.
Go ahead.
You tell people that one time a year, and it's usually during Christmas.
And I make it worth it because I just really overdo it to the point where they get uncomfortable, and that makes up for the rest of the year.
Right.
Where
right.
I'm just kind of cold.
Right now, you're still building me up. I like
yeah,
it.
That's right. We're still in the upswing. Yeah. Get ready for it to fall down.
Yeah.
But we for two nights in a row, he agreed two shows in a row to do. Shows at this place called the Clubhouse, which is like almost like a generic version of UCB. It's like someone bought a storefront,
oh.
and there's like four different rooms, and they have improv classes during the day, and then they have all kinds of different comedy shows at night.
Oh, I've been there. I like that place.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's somewhere in L.A., kind of by...
It's on off Vermont. You know where the John's on Vermont is by Fat Burger?
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
in that strip mall.
Wow,
so it's like a weird storefront. You would kind of never
Was looking for it, and I had mapped to it, whizzed to it, whatever. And I was standing there, and I couldn't see the sign.
Yeah.
Someone had to come out of the door, which was right in front of me. But the sign had this creaky, like, crooked-ass, like, the clubhouse, no girls allowed, Spanky. And, but it was, yeah, it's very nice. Okay, continue.
Yes,
well, my only point was just, for two nights in a row, we had to do shows there. And so it's not a place where I would necessarily see, like, my peers or people that I know. It's a lot of people who are new to comedy or just trying stuff out. And I realized, I was, like, sitting in the back, like, I'm the hugest diva in the world because I never want to do shows like this or rooms where I don't automatically have, like, the earned goodwill of just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, people are like, Karen's coming up. Yeah.
Right. Instead, like, in that place, I was just one of the two of us were just another act on this show
mm-hmm.
where everyone kind of brought their own friends or it was a lot of improv people, like, and I was just sitting back there getting all, like, super uncomfortable and I was like, oh, that's because you expect...
Right.
Like, to basically to be lauded everywhere you go when you haven't even done anything yet. Like,
just
go earn it.
Just in case you feel uncomfortable feeling that way, that's exactly how I felt, too. I'm like, I really was like, oh, shit, no one here knows me, and they're here to see sketch and stuff.
Yeah.
And they weren't, once I started talking, they're like, who's this guy? And I'm like, what? I have to prove myself?
Yeah.
I've been doing this in this town for many years.
Yeah. So that's like, because I do stand up in New York now a lot, like usually like every like few weeks, and there's so many comics I don't know, so I get on these shows by virtue of, you know, people I know from here, and then, you know, pretty much the whole lineup, unless people are coming in from LA, you know, I don't know, and so it's like, okay, well, I guess I have to do something where they think I'm funny.
Yeah.
Otherwise I wouldn't care, but right now I guess I want to be funny so they know I'm funny and they remember. Yeah, it's
so funny. And it's like, isn't that the reason that I'm there in the first place?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But isn't. It's like, I think I'm there to get my hair brushed by, you know, quote-unquote adoring fans. Where it's like, what are you talking about? You're supposed to be a comedian.
For me, it has to be one or the other. Because I really, really enjoy it when I'm in a place like I was just in... Boise, Idaho. No one really knows me except for the staff there, and then that's very freeing, and I can be, you know, do old jokes or act like I used to in a way that I don't do anymore around here, or I don't know. It's kind of freeing to know.
No, like you're out of L.A. or New York, and you're just like, oh, people aren't going to be like, what kind of premises are they doing?
Yeah.
Not a lot of experts, like armchair experts in the audience.
Yeah.
So it's freeing to have support, and it's also freeing to have absolutely no one know who you are. But it's that mixed situation. Yeah. Like a bunch of audience people that don't know you, and then my dad sitting in the middle. That's what I fucking... That's a nightmare to me.
Like, Philly's been nice for... Like, because you did stand up there when we were... You know, you did like that one bar show we went to. You did also to stand the club. Like, it was like, it's so great to, like, you know, after being in LA for 10 years to move to Philly. I mean, it's not the best, but it's great for a lot of reasons. Is that I was new to all these people, mostly new, and it's just like they're so like happy that I'm there now, you know?
Right.
And it's just so, because it's, you know, just all, there's a huge scene there, the young scene, and they're really, really funny guys. And, but yeah, that's been like, it's like I'm able to write more because it's lower stakes comedy.
Yeah.
I'm forcing myself to write. And so then I can do stuff there, force myself to write, and like actually risk on doing some premises, and then go to LA and New York and sort of try to sound cool.
How do you get to New York from Philly?
I take the train.
Ah, the train, public transit, something that exists in every American city. Oh, whoops, except Los Angeles.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Yeah, an hour and 20 minutes.
That's great.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And I just was in D.C. On Friday, and I took the train there, and that was I took the Acela because I wasn't paying for it, and which is the fast train, and that was only an hour and a half.
Wow.
To get to D.C.
That's great. It's so cool that you're, like, in the middle.
There's so many things, yeah.
All those cities are so close to each other and when you compare it to just the state of California Montana, where I'm from. It's like, oh, I want to go see my uncle. That's a three-day drive. Like, we're old Wild West people. I don't know.
How close is Boise from Missoula?
Oh, 9 hours.
Oh, okay. So dad did not make the trip.
No. But I have cousins there, and it was interesting to hook up with them again, because they both spent quite a bit of time in prison and had hard times when we were younger in foster homes and stuff. But they were great, and I was talking to them, and even though I could tell there's been this rough life that they've led, they really were kind of like me, like the way my cousin was talking. I was like, oh, man, you are related to me.
Yeah.
So then I feel like I have spent some time in prison, so I feel like I came back from Boise a little harder.
Yeah.
A little, yeah.
And you got that teardrop tattoo. Uh-huh.
Yeah. There is the fact that I got this teardrop tattoo.
Are you going to be in Get Hard, too?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I get angry when I see that billboard. Does anyone else get angry about it existing?
Yeah.
Kevin Hart can just go straight to heck as far as I'm concerned. Are you guys
sure? Wait, I thought you said that saying heck kind of doesn't work with your teardrop tattoo.
You know what? This is a bunch
That's
of
what
bullworth.
They do in prison.
This is a bunch of bullworth.
Yeah, we'll give you kill somebody, but please don't swear.
And excuse me, but I have some cousins that are in gangs. It's this dude, it's this damn figgly foo that he's been up to, this chicanery, and
I don't like to swear around Tenny, and so, but it's really hard for me not to be in the car and not say motherfucker. So I say Buster now instead, which is
Do
really
you say
satisfying.
Mother Buster?
No, I just say Buster. Look at that Buster.
Oh, that's
look at that Buster.
Oh, that's great.
That Buster cut, and it's satisfying. It's satisfying in a way that I need it to be. Because saying motherfucker is so...
You might
satisfying.
As well,
Because it has
yeah.
the ST is good. Yeah, that's kind yeah, of a yeah. good... And the U.
My sister was saying motherfucker in front of her kids the whole time. And
I can't.
They just knew that they couldn't.
Yeah.
And when she said it, she go, oh, fucker. And they go, oh, you owe us. She had to put money in a jar or something. And then they get the money. So if my sister continues to swear and they never do swear, they make money. She made a little business out of
smart.
Out of yeah, for the kids. But Tenny is.
My mom never swore around me, so it's weird. I've always felt like uncomfortable about swearing around kids.
My parents always swore around me, and then when I would swear, my dad would be like, "Hey, watch it!"
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
I've heard you say...
Yeah, see, that's why, like, I would feel like it's permissive, even if you're saying it's not.
I'm afraid that friends used to come to my house and, as entertainment, watch me swear around my mom.
Because she didn't care?
Like, she doesn't. No, I mean, well, I was angry at her.
Oh, I see.
I didn't care. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, 40-year-old mom of mine. Sorry, I said things.
That's what you were supposed to do as a teen.
Yeah, I was angry, man.
That was the setup.
That's
you had it all. Like you were like an '80s movie wrapped up. You know, angry teen skateboarding away.
Yeah, I was. I was that way.
Crazy.
Oh, I think we want to go that
dyed well, hair.
Oh, we don't? Oh,
no,
sorry.
No, I just didn't know.
Oh, we're going to a hotel on Fairfax and Melrose.
Okay. Maybe we'll just go down.
I bet we can
Monica. Am I being kidnapped? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. And I
mean, you do love me.
I love you so much, I'm going to take you to my house. And I'm going to hobble you.
Oh.
And
I'm going to cobble you.
Wow.
She's going to hobble you. I'm going to cobble
you. I
prefer
peach.
Everyone here knows I'm talking about turning you to shoes.
Yeah.
We're going to, sorry we put a bag on your head, but we will be dropping you off. We're kidnapping you, but we are taking you to the hotel you already have reservations at. So it's actually pretty low stakes.
It's a service of the hotel.
Yes.
That really worked
package.
Out. Yeah. It's a small world. Yes. I mean, it really is.
It's just a virtual experience that they've been trying at that hotel.
Oculus Rift satellite plan.
Yes. They're like, do you want to violently experience our kidnap plan?
Uh-huh.
You checked, yes.
Oh, God, it was defaulted. I hate it when they do that on the website.
The website's fucked up.
I don't want to be opted in right away, websites. I think that's against the FTC spam laws.
Or the FDA. I'm not, either way, it's not approved.
Look, it's the policy of the days in. Mm-hmm. So that's just how it is. Yeah, that's right. Michelle says it days in.
You were supposed to be like, oh, I won't say the name, but it's something like Blaze Blinn.
Oh, yeah.
It's something along those lines. Blow Tell Blix.
Yeah.
Not that they blow. Sponsor of Do You Need a Ride? No Tell Sex. Thank you.
Do you guys have sponsors?
Fuck no. You want to sponsor us?
Yeah, I do.
Come on.
All right.
Oh, my God. I forgot about this thing that I get to do that you just reminded. My mom said four because they have these uncomfortable bowling shirts.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I can't remember who's sponsoring them. Her bowling team.
Oh, it is a bowling team.
Yeah. In Sun City, Arizona. And I said, how much would nice bowling shirts cost? And she's like, I don't know, like, you know, $25, $30 each. And I'm like, if I buy you guys bowling shirts, can I sponsor your team? And she goes, yes. Will you call them? Like, it was like, she said that they're called the Zoo Crew. That's part of, would be the deal. I'm like, can they be called Michelle Balloon Zoo Crew? Yes. Can I put a big picture of myself? No. Are you sure? How about I do some designs? And she's totally going to let me sponsor her team. She says there has to be an animal in it. I thought I'd use... Remember when we went and go saw those tigers, Chris?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I have this Polaroid picture of me holding a baby tiger. It's a terrible picture of me, but I am holding a baby tiger. And that would be great to put on a bowling jersey.
It would be hard to put... You'd have to heat transfer a photo of it. Or,
oh, sounds like you know how to do it.
I do. And it's not going to look good. You want their shirts to look good.
I'm going to have...
You're going to want to...
Maybe some original artwork.
Some vectorized line art.
Oh, yeah. You know, Chris worked at a printable t-shirt place in Austin, Texas.
Really?
When I met him.
What was it called, the t-shirt place?
Aztec Screen
Printing. Oh, yeah. It was right by that Thai place, wasn't it?
I lived above the Thai place.
Oh, yeah.
The Noodle House. And then at the end of the week, I would go down and I said, do you have any leftover food? And she would give me.
I didn't know that. That's funny.
I was poor. Yeah.
We would have food in our house. Like we'd be like, I don't really want to eat this. Well, maybe Chris will come over and eat it. Like, I literally would.
I would drive across town to eat people's leftovers.
I would just have things. One time you ate my roommate's leftover. No one knows who this person is, but Tiffany. Remember she had like Ethiopian food. And you ate the leftovers, and then she got really mad at you.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
She's kind of a dour person.
Yeah,
and a huge listener of this show. Hi,
yeah, I know.
Tiffany.
Oh,
hi,
I don't
Tiffany.
Feel like apologizing.
Still Republican?
Yeah. Chris isn't gonna
still
apologize.
Hoarding Ethiopian leftovers?
Yeah. Oh, God. I would eat them again. I would eat them again, and I would still... knock over Jason's badger, dancing badger. It was like I'd spit on a family member. He had this college mascot that would dance, the Wisconsin Badgers, who just played Duke, and I wondered if it would break up their marriage.
It did not. No, okay. they're still living hard,
like Kevin Hart.
They're hard livers.
Anyway,
enough about people we don't really care about.
Yes. I did work
I'm
at a
starting
t-shirt.
To care.
I did work at a t-shirt shop in
Austin. Because Chris and I have known each other for quite a long time. We started doing stand-up together in 2000. 2000 was when I started, but you started a few months before
me. She might back up my story that I told before she got in the car.
Let's see.
So tell us more about this first time you did comedy.
Oh, the first time I did stand-up. The first time I did stand-up, John Rabin was the open mic host.
See, she's not backing up my story.
But I know what you're talking about. You were this. Now, here, I know what he's talking about. The second time I did stand-up.
Okay.
Chris Fairbanks was the host.
Okay. Well, and he had enough of that boring John Rabin story.
He had a mustache. He had handcuffs.
Oh.
And he called himself the comedy cop. And I thought he was like... 20 years older than I was.
It was a kid.
And I thought, I was like, thought he was, I mean, I just, I was like.
I didn't call myself.
It's too late. You called yourself the comedy guy.
And I remember thinking, who is this guy?
I did that night. I was doing a character.
Uh-huh. I didn't know anything about comedy at that point. I was scared to start doing stand-up. Yeah.
Can I just ask, what would the comedy cop say when he got on stage?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I pulled over a woman named Miranda the other day. Didn't have to
bother
reading her rights.
Stop already.
What? You slid right into that like you've been waiting to say it for 20 years.
I don't know. I think that's how I said it.
It was so it was basically,
I remember it being very popular at the time.
You were a cop that was doing comedy.
I didn't know what else to do.
Okay.
How long, and when did you start? So I started in February of 2000. You started just before that, right?
Yeah.
So.
I had reached the ranks of hosting the open mic.
Nice.
Yeah. Velveeta Room open mic.
That's where we started.
That is.
And you Mary ever done the Velve, Karen?
I never have.
You should. And our friend Mario DiGiorgio. Mario DiGiorgio is doing a great job with it.
A lot of people call him Mario, but his name's Mario.
It is. But people, do you call him Mario?
Yeah, it's spelled Mario.
I fucking hate that place, that Mormon. They're building one of these big Mormon castles. Is anybody Mormon in here? You're not Mormon, Karen.
Well,
Mormon?
Of course
am not.
And they're building one, and I am so mad because Philadelphia is so historic with such beautiful old buildings, and I love it so much. And then they're building this fake, like luxurious castle where people are going to go by and be like, oh, look, let's take a picture in front of this famous building. Like, fuck you.
Mormons are, like, opening up places in Philadelphia?
Yeah. This huge, like that. It looks like that.
Wow.
And it's right in the middle of town.
Yeah, organized religion can be so creepy sometimes.
No, and I brought my older sister was visiting me here, and we drove past at night. It gets all lit up.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, she goes, I've seen that before. I'm like, no, you haven't. She goes, no, I swear. And no, you want to think that you've seen it before? You've never seen it before. I said, it's just made to look like it's some sort of auspicious. Is that the word I'm thinking of? Right? Auspicious. Yeah. Important.
Ostentatious.
Yeah. Ostentatious. That's probably better.
Sure.
Conspicuous. Sinister. Oh, but yeah. And I was like, and I got angry about it because I'm like, no, God, it's just like fucking, you know, like. It's like Scientology, fake psychiatry museum, just tricking you, you know?
So they basically made themselves look like they were also a historic thing that you should visit in Philadelphia.
That's
my
opinion of it, because I feel like that's how it comes off, you know? And I find it just...
Well,
you know,
these are
really
strong
close.
Words coming from a woman who's currently sitting on a sheet with holes in it.
Very nice.
I was waiting to use the... no, it's our old joke. We don't know the difference between Judaism and... But like we said, we don't like any organized...
It's mine.
Why do you have... Do you have dogs?
Yes.
Okay.
Can't you see all of the hair everywhere?
I want to start the world.
Is it white hair?
First.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Unorganized religion.
Oh, okay.
Just where we...
Real loosey-goosey?
Where's the phone number to the pastor again? Like that kind of... Like we really just don't know what we're doing.
It's always a half an hour
that's
late.
That's what I don't like about organized religion is because everything is in order and everything's...
Why does it have to be Sundays all the time?
Yeah. I want mine to be just...
Can we read a different book now and again?
Yeah.
You
know? Mine, the gods are going to flip-flop.
Yeah.
Opinions will change from one week to the next and we don't have anyone's phone number. Do you guys like my unorganized religion joke?
I do. I
like it better than the comedy cop, that's for sure.
He was great. The comedy cop brought people joy.
Yeah, but he killed a lot of people, too.
Yeah. That's the dark side of the comedy cop.
You guys, look, right now they're tearing that building apart.
I had a cardiac arrest joke.
The Beverly Hilton. Is that the Hilton?
The Beverly Hilton. They're drilling into the side of it.
They're just now getting started.
Yeah.
Are they getting out... with clues for Whitney Houston's mysterious death.
Is that where she went down?
Yeah, that's where she died. Right?
Yeah, right there on that ledge. We got
in a bathtub.
Got a hammer. Uh-oh. Here's a drop of Bobby Brown's jizz. That's what they're saying. I knew he did it. Oh, that is interesting. I love...
Wow.
You know, when it comes down to it, we're all just fucking 7-year-old boys all excited about...
I love seeing cement mixers. Hats. I'm going to just throw that out there. I like cement mixers.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I like cement mixers!
Eddie Pepitone likes cement mixers, apparently.
Look at it!
It is fun to watch.
It's so fun. Yeah. That whole wall's coming down.
Roll down the window.
You can really hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. They're really getting after it. And look at that guy spraying. He's spraying it with water to lube the puncher. Ooh, look, sparks.
Please don't say lube the puncher.
Lube?
I hope.
That looks really high tech. It doesn't look like your grandpa's hole puncher.
No, this
lubing
is a young,
hole puncher.
This is your grandson's hole puncher.
I mean,
I hope they marked lines and power lines. You know,
I hope that's not a barren
wall. That's one thing that Beverly Hills Hotel doesn't need is a needless outage. Look, they started there a little bit.
Is this place being demolished?
Are you about to? If they have the right to be doing that?
I find it's such a historic building.
Yeah. Are those? What if we're just watching really rich vandals?
Yep.
They're like, oh, we bought this equipment.
We bought this huge weird poker that seems to be able to knock anything down.
The big weird with the I like to call it a puncher.
Maybe.
Loop the puncher, you guys. Loop the puncher.
Maybe it's like installation art, like Ai Weiwei is that's like signifying.
Right. Oh, I was going to say what they're doing is just the new graffiti.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Which, tear it all down.
Yeah, that's what that means. And it really stands for a lot of bigger things that I can't think of.
Yeah, well, the Berlin Wall comes to mind, 1989.
Was it 89?
Yeah, 89.
What a time.
That wall had to come down.
What a time.
Oh.
Remember, and David Hasselhoff came out in a suit made of lights and performed.
What?
Hooked on a Feeling. Yes.
On the Berlin Wall?
Look it up.
On the Berlin Wall.
You guys,
Wall.
These girls are teaming up on me. And
no, I'm just asking a question. Was it really on the Berlin Wall?
You'd think that clip would play over and over and over again until the end of time.
He had a suit that lit up like Urban Cowboy. And it was lit up. It was like a mariachi person suit.
This
but it
is
was
like
all
my
lights.
Memory of the Comedy Copper. Maybe exaggerated.
As they are, I wasn't called the Comedy Cop. I was just like, hey, I'm Detective so-and-so from the Third Precinct. I've been wanting to try some jokes. It wasn't like, hey, I'm Chris the Comedy Cop. Let's see what I got in this bag here. Uh-oh, this is called Michael Jackson's Bicycle.
That would be the Comedy Mailman.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, who's this addressed to?
Michael Jackson.
This next letter is to Rush Limbaugh. I wonder what he has to say. And then I'd go into an impression. I actually like this act that we're writing.
I think you should re-premiere it at your one-hour special at Meltdown tomorrow.
I would love to, but I don't have a mustache.
Michelle, do you have a show tonight, or are you going to go to Chris's show?
I texted Chris saying I was sorry I'm not going, or emailed, in some form of communication, or maybe I thought it really loud.
Had I accepted it?
But I don't... I don't know if you'd accept. Maybe you're not speaking to me. But
yeah, no.
But I have a I have a show tonight, and is Meltdown tonight?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, and tomorrow I have two
Karen's
shows.
Karen's head is in the clouds right now.
Yeah, I cannot.
My show is tomorrow.
I'm going to.
Did I say tonight?
Yeah. Oh. And now everyone's gonna go.
Oh, guys, don't listen to me.
I'm doing the business tomorrow night, and when I told Jim Hamilton that I was doing the business, he goes, traitor.
Oh, really?
Because it's at Little Joy, and he thinks he owns all comedy at Little Joy. Yes, I said it, Jim, even though I know you don't listen to podcasts.
Oh, that's hilarious. Even though that during his show, one of the girls that runs the business feeds him free drinks all night. But he's got to be like fucking, oh, Jim, we're letting you have it.
Yeah. I own comedy.
Yeah. What did we call him? He was
The rape comic.
Yeah.
Well, how come?
Oh, it's...
Because it's better now, but
he's a great comic.
He's a great comic. No, I'm not saying he's better now. I'm saying the content is better now to the rapey humor he used to do. Like about,
extra long fingers. So, I'll do his joke.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Here's Jim Hamilton's old joke that I still really love.
Aww.
He's like,
no, I'll do it.
Yeah. They say in the bedroom, you have
That's how he used to talk on stage. He doesn't do it anymore.
Utilize your physical attributes. And I have really long fingers. So, the next time we were in bed... I fucking choked her.
Uh-oh.
The rape comic.
I did it wrong.
No.
Everyone's like bracing themselves because they're like, oh no, he's going to do a fingering joke.
It was a mislead into a rape joke.
Into a choke.
Rape murder.
Just a choke. Just because he's choking.
Oh no, sorry, you're right. It was just a
raping.
Choke. You're right. He could be doing anything with the lower
she
part of his
body.
She
could be saying, I like it when men choke me. We're living in that era now.
He could be leaning off the bed and kneeling next to it and just gently choking
Maybe
her.
She was giving the international sign of please choke me.
Maybe. There's a lot of bitches that want it.
Unfortunately,
I mean, we don't know how she was dressed. Okay?
Exactly. She might have been wearing choke me shorts.
What?
Oh, okay.
Wait, what?
So many emergencies today.
Oh, they're going to...
It's like, next we're going to drive another block and there's going to be a fruit cart in our way. We're going to have to run right through it.
No, I'm going to have to dive onto an awning.
Suddenly we're on the Santa Monica Pier. I don't want to drive down here.
I don't want to mess up the... Oh, the city is set up.
We're in Beverly Hills now, Michelle. Do you feel you're finally at home?
I am. I'm getting... It's like I'm reaching where I feel most comfortable.
Good.
Oh,
good.
I remember that City Hall as being the police station in Beverly Hills Cop.
I wonder if there are any comedy cops inside of there.
Oh, yeah, funny that a comedy cop would notice.
It's so weird.
A comedy.
Wait a minute.
Concept.
Before I even said Beverly Hills Cop, you had started your sentence.
I know.
You were wondering if anything was in there, and you changed it.
No, that's not true. Oh, I was going to say comedy cop no matter what. No matter what you say.
So you said on Twitter that this was coming out today. Do you really put out your podcast the same day?
In emergency situations, yes. It was. We are usually our episodes come out Monday morning, first thing.
We should have had this conversation a minute ago, because then he could have said emergency and then a fire truck.
Oh, right. That would have been great. And I could have done my five-alarm chili joke again. You missed that one.
That was a good one.
She would love
comedy chili chef.
Do you still make chili, Michelle?
I never made chili in my
life. You used to make a mean chili.
Are you
that
sure?
Was your roommate's
you made chili once.
I made spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Same death.
Yeah.
Well, you were supposed to ask me if I'm still calling spaghetti chili.
Are that you still calling spaghetti chili?
Yeah, always have, always will.
Okay.
What's happening?
Is this back to your improv roots? Am I dropping the ball here?
No, you're just no-anding me.
Yeah, I'm no. No, I'm done.
Oh, we're going through West Hollywood. When I first moved to Los Angeles, I lived here in West Hollywood, and it's where a lot of gay men live, and women, I think, probably, but mostly men. And I would go to the gymnasium here at 24-Hour Fitness, and I'd go up there, and it was like 1999. So back then it was a different time, and maybe I was a little nervous.
It wasn't 99. It was 2000, like 3 or 4.
Yeah, this was around 03 or 04. And I would go there, and I'd kind of get nervous. I'm like, oh, man, what if one of these guys is going to snap me in the butt with a towel or something?
Right.
And they fucking all ignored me like I was an ugly troll.
Yeah.
I would like...
Because here in West Hollywood, I think you might be an ugly troll.
Uh-oh.
It sucks.
I'm sorry to tell you.
This was 2003, Karen. I was looking pretty fucking good.
I'm saying, of course you were looking good, but these men are the...
They were all physical specimens, and I was...
This is the highest quality gay you're going to get.
24-Hour Fitness and The Crunch, I think, on Sunset are both...
I was...
You can't bring your stuff up in there and expect to get...
They were not wanting any of my stuff.
Nope.
No.
I was really... It really did hurt my feelings. I was like, God, no one will give me the time of day here.
Is that when you grew out your mustache?
No, it's when I grew out of... yes. No, I didn't have a...
Is that
I didn't
when you started
mustache.
Wearing those really small denim shorts?
Yes, it's when I... Just to spite them, I started having lovemaking with men. Now do you guys like me?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Look at me sucking this dick.
See? I can be like you guys.
See?
No.
Michelle, where did you live when you lived here?
When I first moved here, I lived with Maria Bamford and Los Feliz.
Oh.
Because I was house-sitting for her while she was at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. And then I stayed living with her until... you came over a bunch of times, I think, Chris. And then I got my own place on...
Orange?
On Sycamore. Franklin. Close. Right by... There's like a crack park right there. It's right across the street from the Magic Castle. Across the street from the Highland Gardens Hotel, which is where Janis Joplin...
OD'd?
Oh.
Yeah.
Drank herself to death?
Yeah,
right now,
they're
punching holes in the side of that building to prove it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was a...
different.
Exhausted callback
hotel.
To the... I can't remember.
It was a crawl back.
That's great.
Thank you so much.
When you do a slow call back, it's a crawl back.
It's a crawl back,
ladies and gentlemen. Chris wants to know if he can use that the next time he's in Boise.
Use it tonight at your 1 hour special at Meltdown tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tonight I can make it now that I think about it. I'm going to go there tonight.
It's tomorrow, the both of you. Everyone's going to go to the wrong comedy concert.
No,
but what if people listen to this in the morning tomorrow? You need to establish that
the
tomorrow
14th,
is Tuesday.
April 14th at 9 p.m., I'm doing a comedy show at the Nerd Melt Theater. It's an evening with Chris Fairbanks.
And I'm actually across the street at Toy.
Oh!
I'm doing an hour comedy
You're doing an hour.
Everybody gets...
She's doing an hour over a plate of pad thai.
Uh-huh. You're just
she eats very slowly.
I'm going to be there for an hour.
She's gonna be muttering to herself for an hour while she eats dinner.
Complaining.
That's what's happening.
If anyone wants to come.
How things have changed in Los Angeles since I left.
This place, everyone sold out.
I remember when these noodles weren't so sugary and sweet. Oh, there's that 24-hour fitness.
There it is.
Nothing changes, huh, guys? You won't even look at me.
Everyone was turned away.
And that was a little bit of a hike from your place, too.
I ran.
Oh, well, look at you.
I would run from...
And they didn't even bat an eye, Chris.
When I got here, I was like, uh-oh, somebody's got to get into shape. And I would run. I mean, that lasted for not very long. But,
Yeah.
Well, it's good you didn't keep going back to the well when it was dry.
Yeah.
It's very healthy.
The exercise well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The gay sex well that wasn't paying off for you.
No, it wasn't.
The bucket. Here's the bucket. No dicks.
I'll put it down one more time. But
it's a weird way to find out you're not gay is that they won't accept you. Yeah, that's how I knew. It's like, hey, fellas. Nah, get the bricks, Ugga-mug.
Okay.
Guess I'll just stay with my girlfriend that I had at the time. Michelle hangs out with... Do you still hang out with that old girlfriend of mine?
Yes, we talk. We talk because, you know...
I hope they're doing
great. We have kids
great.
Of similar age.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have, and we had a
How many
play
kids?
Date at their house. Three. Oh. She just had a third kid.
Oh, man.
They're all their names start with H-A, which is... And their last name starts with H-A, so...
Oh, wow.
And I think maybe they'll have to stop now because they're running out of names that aren't... You know, and then you can't have the fourth one.
I can't even think.
Oh, I can't think of
one.
What,
has
Harold?
To be Harry.
Well, I'm
Harriet.
The first one was
why? I wonder why.
Hannah. The second one was Harper, and then this last one is Haley.
Oh wow!
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That seems you know when you're young and people have kids, and even though they aren't twins, they have a name thing, and they all wear matching like shirts, like rugby shirts, but they aren't twins.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's hard to keep up. I couldn't keep it up. You know what I mean?
No.
And I'm only having one kid, so I could pretend. I'm going to name all of my children. They're going to be Ennies.
I'm a big fan of if your kid says, hey, I want to dress like Superman all week and start calling me Scott. You just do that.
No.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I told my parents I want to be Scott, and they called me Scott for months and months.
That is awesome.
And then after
a weird,
while...
It was a weird, like, name dysmorphia.
Yeah, I was like...
Very serious,
you know
guys.
What? I don't want to be Scott
anymore. And it got better.
Wait.
I just wanted to be Scott because some kid at my daycare, he had, like, these blue and yellow Adidas shoes. And his name was Scott, and I was like, I want to be Scott.
Yeah.
And I like the name Scott to this day. I kind of like Scott.
Wow.
So my dad's like, all right, call you Scott. And then after a while, I really got sick of it, and I wanted to be Chris again.
I don't know.
But they kept calling me Scott.
And then they started hitting you in the face?
Yeah, a lot of choking.
Yeah.
Dad had long fingers.
Ew.
he used to really do, like, a character on stage.
Yeah, yeah. Our friend, and so we called him.
He's very funny. He's currently funny. Never stopped doing stand-up. Very, very funny.
And then one time, I think it was, didn't Brendan put him up to it where he wore suspenders and he'd, like, pull on them and he acted really silly?
Sounds like Brendan. Oh, has Brendan Walsh done the podcast?
He has. He has been on. He has been on.
He just did it recently.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
Yeah. He was in a great mood.
Good. I'm glad.
What is this place? That used to be... Wait a minute.
What did that used to be?
The Silver Spoon. Oh, it doesn't matter. We're just driving down.
Oh, yeah, they knocked it down.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like that place.
See, you're the one doing it.
Oh, man.
You're the one muttering. You go to Toy on Thai, and I'll do your fucking hour.
I remember when this pad Thai wasn't so goddamn salty. I'm joking.
No, isn't that the silver spoon, Connie and Ted's, and this other
one?
Oh,
you're right, yeah.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. You're right. Wow, okay. Location cop.
Yes.
They also were they were closing the French Market. People like this should be murdered. Someone that just rolls into the left lane like, oh, what am I doing over here?
What the fuck is Connie and Ted's? Why does it look like...
That was the Silver Spoon.
Yeah.
They renamed it.
I think it's supposed to be good. I remember Alex and I meaning to go there and never having gone there.
I like Silver Spoon. I like things the way they were.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's all right.
But,
uh-oh.
We're nearing my hotel. I'm on Melrose and Fairfax.
Ooh.
So you can take a right on Fairfax.
We're going to take a right on Fairfax.
My hotel's actually, if you ever went to the Hart and the Hunter.
Oh, I don't believe I have.
The restaurant, that is where the hotel is. Although, the Hart and the Hunter changed chefs, and the chefs from Hart and the Hunter now are at a place on Sawtelle. I can't remember the name. It's some funny name.
Michelle is more of a foodie person. She goes to fancy restaurants. You know about all the restaurants in town. I never know about any of them.
You know, and I like going to different restaurants.
Yeah, goddamn right.
I'm going to have my show in Echo Park tonight. I'm like, where should I go over there?
Have that be part of your evening. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm always on the way out, hovered over the sink, eating
something.
Well,
if I lived here, I would.
Yeah, it is. If you're visiting somewhere.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, when I was in Philly, I was like, where should I eat tonight?
And
I was...
Exactly.
Of course. I forget what it's like to be in a new town.
It was nice when you came to Philly.
It was
nice. To have
nice.
My friends in Philly, because, you know, I didn't really know anybody.
Yeah, yeah. And that
so,
was a, that I, she has a
Jim,
nice place.
Jim, I know, yeah, cost of living in Philly.
Much lower.
Way lower. Mm. Yeah, we have like just a row house condo that's... Like 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, finished basement.
The one
for less than we were paid. Do you want to know how much it is?
Yeah.
It's $22.
Wow.
It might actually be $21.50.
You're kidding.
If I got some break, yeah.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. And it's right in the city.
It's gorgeous,
Los Feliz.
It's beautiful.
It's a great walkable neighborhood. It's amazing.
I'm going right?
Oh, on Fairfax. I mean, on Melrose, yes, you're going right. Although I think you can... It might actually be one
thing I
over.
Noticed about Philly is the people that live there do not like my voice or the things I say.
That's right. That was just not. I think you need to go back and try.
That's
it again.
How it was last time too. I'm afraid. Yeah, I have my opinions about it, but you can. Other people.
But
can
you know
like
what
it.
Though? I haven't headlined there. You know what I mean? It may be. You know. So.
Yeah,
that,
I guess that makes a difference.
You know, it does make a difference.
Oh, it's a huge difference.
Yeah, so I don't think you should. Yeah, it's this brown building. If you take a left on this street, on Hayworth, it's that building on the corner there.
Oh,
that's
cool.
The hotel.
Yeah, got I like
it.
That place.
It is very a really cool. nice place.
It looks like a hostel, or it used to
it
be
used
a hostel.
It used to be a hostel.
Yeah.
That's why all the rooms kind of look like regular bedrooms.
Oh, wow.
It's really cool. And it's not, it's kind of, I mean, it's not like cheap, but I mean, it's not, it's reasonable compared to other places
that's
that
great.
Aren't as central.
And
that's
nice
great.
And, yeah, mm-hmm. it's right here. Where
yeah, because I don't rent a car here anymore because I just use Uber, you know, and walk.
It's changed the game, that Uber.
Oh, yes.
Big time.
Big time.
So what happens now? Is there like some sort of ritual,
you get
like
the,
song?
You, we, yes,
yes,
we have a bit of a ritual. I mean, you can predict what it might be, but I love that you knew that there would be one.
Oh my God. Okay, so.
But wait, before we start it, you have to tell us if, like, what your shows are this week if people want to go see
you
around
LA. Oh, yeah, yeah. So if it's tonight, I'm doing the business at 9:00 at Little Joy, Jim Hamilton's comedy establishment. tomorrow night, I'm doing Put Your Hands Together at UCB on Franklin. I have to establish what UCB you're talking about. UCB Franklin is at 8.
Yes.
And then I'm going to be, jetting on over to Sleepaway Camp at the Downtown Independent.
That's fun. A fun thing.
Oh, is it? Okay, good. Cause and then
those boys are very nice.
Oh, good. I'm like, yeah, there's so many new shows. It's crazy. And so I was just like, what else can I do? And then Wednesday, I don't have any plans. I'm just going to hang out. And Thursday, I'm doing Big Money, which I always do when I'm in town. I love it. And then I'm doing Little Joy at Jim Hamilton's comedy establishment, booked by Jim Hamilton.
Yeah, those are all the funnest shows. You're going to have a great time.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
That'll be great.
And I wish I could go to your hour tomorrow night, Chris, I cannot.
It's quite all right.
And Karen.
I like a room full of strangers.
I'm sorry we can't see each other every night.
Michelle, what you don't know is I'm going to see you. This is where I reveal. And it gets super weird. Hi, I came to see you again.
I told you I'd be here.
It's so weird.
We'll talk after. We'll talk after.
I honestly feel like that is the one thing. Like, if when people show up to see me, like, at first you're like, oh, neat, yay. And then it turns into this awful, like, because it's like, oh, well, if you don't do well, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Or if you do, or blah, blah, blah. No, it's to go like, talk to them after, whatever. Yeah. It always makes me want to run.
Hard. Like, I have to, like, sort of, like, it's like you have to force, it's this thing you have to put on, this sort of, like, conversational thing. I have to do that a lot in Philly. And a lot when I'm in other cities, you know, like, I was in Minnesota doing a lot of stand-up, and it's just, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
And it's different than it just being a fan of comedy. I like when a fan comes and they're like, can I talk to you after? Sure. That's
but
fine.
Even that sometimes.
But a cousin, like my cousins.
Yeah.
I was
family
like,
is the
I got
worst.
So nervous because I haven't seen these kids. I mean, one of them I hadn't seen since he was 14. And
wow.
Like, oh, it's, I was so nervous. But then once you're on stage, it all makes sense.
Right? No. And
well,
Hopefully. I did stand up in Minnesota and I headlined this small, which was really fun, and I made a ton of money actually. And in Minneapolis, the Comedy Corner Underground is a great club. And so that is basically where all my family lives. Mm-hmm. I went to high school about in Wisconsin, about an hour and a half away. I had aunts, uncles, cousins, my sisters, my nephew, I went to high school with, people I went to college with. There were sold out shows. So thank God.
Yeah.
But it was insane because I was like, please don't talk to me while I'm on stage. Please don't.
Oh,
you don't understand.
That is what they do.
You don't get how this works. And it went pretty well. I mean, I did well, but people did interact at certain points, but I handled it and it wasn't out of control.
Yeah. And then you have to go, those are my friends that are heckling me right now. Yeah. These are the people that didn't pay to get in.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, he's talking about us. We're helping him.
I made them pay,
though. How could you not be smart enough to know that?
Well, no. Also, aren't they usually drunk?
I mean, that's kind of part.
They're having,
drunk.
Like, a party night. Yeah. And then it's like, yeah, you're basically their dancing monkey.
Ugh.
No, and it's just like, oh, please, I'm going to heckle you. Do you have no idea when you say that? It's like you're telling me, like, you're fucking ugly. Like, I don't want to hear.
Worst.
It's an attack.
I don't want to have to explain comedy to you right now.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
I'm going to heckle you. Oh, I'm so mad at your family.
Oh, my God.
But they were very good. They're well-behaved.
Oh,
and,
good.
And,
well, I'm not mad at them anymore.
Yeah, they were good.
They're
I'm
not invited
mad.
To my show tomorrow.
Even though,
to
like, 15 minutes of my set right now is making fun of my twin sister. And the fact that she is such a good sport during it makes her pretty terrific.
So. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
How's Sarah?
She's good. She's good. She's visiting me in Philly at the end of this month.
Well, we're at your pretentious fucking hipster hotel.
It is. I thought you weren't going to reveal that.
It's time to get out. Why don't you go in and tell the guy you like his Stalin haircut?
Ooh.
Yeah, take that. I'd like to end it with some jabs. But it's good to have you. Thank you for finally being on our podcast.
Yes, thanks for joining me, Michelle.
I'm happy to have done it. Hey, look, I got a ride. That's the great part. The fact that you're doing this, you're heroes.
Yeah. Thank you.
We feel pretty heroic.
That's part
of what do? Do I just throw the mic at one of you as I walk out?
That's usually how we end it. We just like pretty to much. Have you in anger throw the mic.
But before you do, we're going to do our sign off.
Yeah.
We have a little sign off.
Well, thank you, Michelle, for being on Do You Need a Ride? You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYNAR!